And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a fun show today. Great times talking Cedro sport fishing with Rosie and Jeff Flowers. It's going to be an awesome time talking my most favorite island in Mexico. So much cool stuff to cover at the best operation to do it. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, it's just, I don't know, Rick, it's just beautiful weather, thinking about Cedros, thinking about the upcoming season, and just all fired up.
It really happened. Like, we had, I mean, just such a long stretch of that crummy weather and rain and just things that we're not used to having, and it just really does, man. It feels like things have straightened out. That news of that great tuna fishing down below, just above the island that we're talking about today, and so stoked to be talking about it. We have Jeff and Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Guys, what a perfect time to have you in here, because I'm with Corey. It feels like it's happening. You look outside, and it's sunny, and it's warm, and shows are coming up, and it's time to start talking about fishing, and what great timing to have you guys here. We're stoked. Good morning.
It's pretty awesome. Good morning. Good morning, you guys.
Man, Cedro Sport Fishing, it's been such a fun ride over the years of, you know, the original place developing, and then all of the changes, all for the better that it made, and Rosie joining the team, and just the screaming to the next level, and it's been a really fun ride to watch you guys take something that was a small go down to Cedro's idea with Uponga that has just turned into this fantastic fishing paradise that's so smooth and so well run. And it's been really cool, Rosie. You guys have just killed it, and we love Cedro Sport Fishing.
Oh, well, thanks so much. I even look back and I think of where we started, and I'm starting my 8th year.
Come on.
Eight years.
And just to, like I said, to see where we started from and how we evolved and how, you know, we used to, you know, pick you up somewhere in a van and drive you down to Ensenada, and who knew if you were the first plane out, the second plane out.
Totally.
To now it's like, you know, we got our own chartered aircraft. It is ours, and, you know, through ASG, who knows the route very well. And, you know, we go to the CBX and it's like, you're not driving anywhere. You're
you're
flying. You're flying in style.
And
so.
Safety, too. I mean,
and
that's
safety.
That's a real key thing.
For
most people, right? I mean, they want to know that you walk across a CBX and you're on a plane and you're on a safe island at the end.
Absolutely. And you know, we've all talked about it before. You've heard it many times when we're on the show talking about it. And you can't even get lost at the CBX or through the airport because we got someone holding your hand the whole way.
And they've completely renovated that whole thing in the last couple months.
Oh, the last year and a half, they had been working at the CBX. It's so huge now. You know, when you were coming and going, they maybe had like
kiosk type things for you to. You're talking about for the customs.
Stuff coming back, and now they have like 20.
Yeah.
Oh, it's monstrous. Yeah. I mean, but big, but it makes it so much more streamlined and easy.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. You know, last year I think the average time that for when you picked up your luggage. From the border cross there, from, you know, getting your luggage on back.
The baggage claim.
It probably took about 10 minutes to get back to me on the U.S. side.
That includes going across the border and through customs.
Correct.
Yeah. You can't try doing that at Lindbergh Field. Like, just getting your bag and getting outside.
Yep.
You know, not even talking about customs or anything. It's awesome. And I mean, you are there. You are there waving goodbye as you walk through the CBX, and as soon as you get through the door, you have, you know, members of your team are then waiting to then, you know, hey, guys, we're going this way. It's just you take care of everything. It is such a cool trip.
You know what I love is, and people don't even realize it, but I know where you're at before you know where you're at. Because, you know, as you come across that CBX and you're heading, you know, down, and you come around a corner, Hugo, Michelle, one of the, you know, people on our team down in the Tijuana airport, clicks a picture and sends it to me and says, I got him.
Yeah, here's my guys. That's
and then
cool.
It's like, okay, cool, you got him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. What's a trip like to Cedros? I mean, you know, we have dealt with CBX and we have dealt with the stuff that was difficult before, so it's easy for us to talk about how easy this is, but give us a rundown. Like, what's the, you know, I get so wrapped up into talking about what a great job you do because I've seen both sides of it, but man, give us a rundown. What is a trip like when we book with Cedro Sport Fishing? What are we going to get to experience, and how does it all go down?
Well, I think what I hear the most from customers is the simplicity of it all. That's the first thing. It's like, you call me, you get the booking done, and I take care of everything. So I take care of your visas, your fishing license, your cross-border express pass, boarding passes. Anything you need, I take care of. The other lodges don't do that. You're on your own. You got to get your own stuff. I take care of it. And a couple of reasons I do that is because I take care of my customers, and the other reason I do it is because I want everything done right. And
no surprises, no problem.
Right, exactly. And then the other thing that I hear most from customers is basically the fishing is so good.
Oh, my God.
It's stupid proof. You know what? You go down there, you get a line in the water, you're going to catch fish.
And month after month after month, Jeff, and you can say the same. Like, I was always June. June was my month.
Oh,
and you know why? Because my first couple months were always in June, and the fishing was so spectacular, especially for calico bass, that I never wanted to go any other time. Then I did a trip in August. Like, oh, August is clearly the best that it could possibly ever be down there. Then did a fall trip based on what you'd said in October. There is not a time when that place isn't just spectacular.
And that is so true. It's like, you know, when I first started and we were a bit smaller, we only had enough people to fill, like, maybe the end of June to maybe end of August, beginning of September. And as we started expanding, people were like, well, we don't want to go down in September, October. The fishing's not good. Well, now I have three or four groups that all they want to do is fish October. One group has already booked 10 years out.
That's crazy.
But that is, yeah, that is their favorite time to go.
But, cool. But I get it because I've been a few times in October, and the daytime temperatures are 80.
Exactly.
The nighttime temperatures are, I don't know, maybe 60.
65,
in the high 50s, you know?
Yeah. Like, and it's beautiful.
No AC.
Yeah.
Like, it's the perfect time. I don't know.
That's
I just
cool.
enjoy it.
Totally. I love it the way the... Just the vibe, because the sun's moving down. The sun's moving down. The weather is nice. It's, it seems like it's always flat in end of September, October.
Totally.
And you just giggle when you get back because the fishing is just phenomenal. You grab your cocktail, you rinse off your legs, you know, with some fresh water, and you grab your little bay stick rod, you run down to the beach, and the fun continues.
Right? Yeah, I mean, halibut. And
yeah, halibut right
off
the beach.
Some calicos.
Yes. And, you know, it's just, it, you just... You're in the candy store.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jeff was catching literally legal halibut from the shore last year, he and Greg.
How neat is that?
And we were just like, he was sending me pictures, and it's like unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Incredible.
I still don't know how you do it, Jeff. Because after a day of surface iron fishing and calico bass fishing and busting your butt and catching all those fish and then coming back and having a margarita or two, I think about it every year, like, oh, this is the year I'm going to go bass fishing. I look over the steps, and I'm like, you know, I think I'm going to have one more Pacifico. Yeah. And I've yet to do it.
You know, the funny thing is it, you know, those new canned cocktails, mm-hmm. and my favorite, this is a little plug for Cutwater, but I can take two in my pockets.
There you go. Okay.
And then carry my rod with a couple baits in my pocket and go down there for an hour. And that helps with the walk back
up the
stairs.
There you go. I love it.
Either that, or if you don't want to back up the stairs, you just like summons Richard and Richard will go down there and pick you up.
I hate asking anybody for anything down there because like I just there's so much stuff going on behind the scenes and your crew like stops whatever they are doing to take care of anybody, no matter how like small or meaningless it might seem to you. It's just you've got such a good crew. Well, I mean, they really are.
They really are.
Be very
and,
proud
and
of that.
Please just realize they want to stop everything they're doing to do whatever it is that you might need or want because they want you coming back.
Yeah.
You know, they do. They want you coming back. You're family to them. They're going to treat you like family, and they'll get all your needs that you could ever even think of. They'll take care of anything and everything.
That's cool. So what about you guys? Everybody here has been down a few times. What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite time? I mean, I know we talked about it, and, you know, it's just so good all of the times I've been there. Do you have one that's your favorite time, Jeff?
Well, it starts the night before.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you start thinking about, do I have everything packed? Did I overpack? Did I underpack? But just, I mean, there's little snippets from every trip that you remember.
Totally.
And, you know, it's known for the calicos and the yellows, but lately when we fish the white sea bass, the, you know, halibut, you know, just the other opportunities that we have discovered over the years that we didn't really know or fished for when we went down there the first couple, 3 years.
Yeah.
And that what makes it nice. Like you said, you know, you throw an iron all day long and eventually your arms feel like they're going to fall off. And it's nice to say to talk, you know, Javier or Lalo or any of the skippers down there, hey, let's go fish halibut. And it's, you know, you get to drag the bait, you get to relax a little bit, have a beer, you chat. And you make more memories, more fun things. So it's great anytime you go.
The halibut fishing has been great, too. It's so dialed in that just in case you're down there on a day when the wind does blow a little bit or it blows in the afternoon and you go get all your yellowtail and calico bass in the morning, and sure, it's plenty fine if you want to bounce around a little bit, but if you don't want to do that and you want to fish and literally slick, grease home, you come up the lee of the island and there's miles upon miles of like pristine hard bottom sand channel beach that you can spend a ton of time halibut fishing in and then be surprised at all the other crazy stuff that you catch while you're trying to do it.
Yeah. There's a few rock spots that skippers know about out there. We've gone out and caught the gold spot bass and triggers
sheephead,
whitefish. I mean, like I said, it's evolved with what Rosie is doing on the pleasurable side, but the fishing has evolved because of the desire to go look for something.
Sure, totally.
You know, and maybe it's always been, it's obviously been down there, and the skippers kind of, you know, they keep it in the back of their head, but the secret's out. Everybody wants to know where those white sea bass spots are, where those halibut spots are. So It's just, you know, it's fun all around. It's relaxing. You get on, you know, you cross the border. If you have any apprehension, I'll tell you, drop it. Because as soon as you get down where you're on the other side of the border, there's a great little bar that serves breakfast. And you pack in a couple of margaritas and some chilaquiles or a, you know, octopus taco. Use the restroom, and then you get on this two-hour plane flight, and my God, you're on an island.
It's truly, I'm sorry, Rick,
no,
but it's truly the safest thing ever.
It really is. It truly is.
And I can't believe it, but maybe there are some that haven't used the CBX and used, but you're literally, you don't even realize you're crossing a border. You're into a safe terminal at Tijuana Airport, which is, I don't know, maybe a step better than even San Diego, Lindbergh, right? It's no worse.
It's much better than Terminal 1, I can tell you.
Yeah, right.
and you got to realize, that's an international airport.
Yeah.
So the security on that international airport is dang good.
Yeah.
And it's just like what you would see at home. It's Starbucks and Subway and everything else. I mean, it really is. It's crazy. It's crazy how, again, I just keep saying the same thing. It's crazy how easy the whole thing is. I mean, you just wouldn't believe that, you know, if you look at it from the outside in, it's, you know, you're flying to a foreign country in a small plane and landing on an island and fishing in pongas. You know, I mean, that in itself is big adventure, but, you know, it is just done so seamlessly through Ozzie and the team that, like, there's just nothing to it other than a rad experience that you'll have, and the fishing is just so good.
And that's why people are coming back year after year. That's why we needed the second lodge, just to accommodate everybody, and we're going to just keep on trying to expand.
So that's the big question. We know that it was a kind of a trial period last year. Lodge number two, so hugely successful.
Yeah.
But you weren't 100% sure if it was coming back. Is it back?
Okay, and,
awesome.
So what we did last
news.
Year is we kind of limited our season.
Exactly.
Because we didn't
trial
know
run.
To spend.
Totally.
It was a trial run. So this year we have, last year we started at the end of June. Now we're going all of June.
Excellent.
And we're, you know, going to keep on expanding into October as needed. If I need to open up another trip, I will open up another trip. So we've got openings.
Which is not something that we're used to with Cedro Sports. Like, it was getting like out of hand difficult. Like, I mean, it was just because there's only so many spots. You know, there's only so many beds and so many pillows and so many fishing spots. And it was far more popular than the availability was. So lodge number two is a huge pressure release, you know, to allow us to come. And this time in many years before, there damn near wasn't an opportunity to go, but there is now. There's possibility.
Absolutely possibility to go. I've got openings. If you look at the website, you're going to see there's openings.
Excellent.
Because of the expansion.
That's great.
So it's like, yeah, come on down.
Now that there has been several people with several trips back and forth to Lodge 1 and Lodge 2, are you already getting people that want, you know, want the new experience? Hey, I want to stay. I was in Lodge 2 last year. That's where I want to stay. Back and forth.
I'll tell you what, it's really great about Lodge 2. So, yes, I have my Lodge 1 groupies. And now I got my Lodge 2 groupies. What's really nice about Lodge 2 is a lot of times we have groups of three that want to go down. And with Lodge 1...
Probably more common than anything, I would guess.
Is,
yeah.
Because three to a pond.
Exactly.
Right? So Lodge 1 is two per room. But up at Lodge 2, we have three rooms that hold two, but two rooms that hold three.
Perfect.
Oh, cool.
And the rooms are really big.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if we got somebody that's really wanting all three to stay together, well, we put them at Lodge 2, and we're extremely happy with that.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of room in there. The restrooms are big. The other thing that's really nice about Lodge 2 is the patio area is right outside the sliding glass doors of the rooms. It's flat. Everyone's together. The kitchen's right there.
So cool.
It makes it just so easy. The van pulls around, picks you all up. And
it's steps above. You know, if you've been and you've enjoyed the facility, the amazing view, the amazing seawall, the bluff, it's steps above where lodge number one is.
It is. It's just, you know, I don't want to say a stone's throw away, but if you got a pretty good baseball arm, you know, you could probably hit it with a baseball.
Totally.
It's just right up the hill a little ways, easy as could be. We had a group last year where there were friends at both places, and they would just walk back and forth, or Philippe or Richard would take them back and forth, and they just loved it.
We had it on our trip multiple times. The guys from up above came down, hung out, and, you know, we BS'd about how the fishing was and had a cold one and talked about this, that, the other. I mean, it's right there. It's so and so easy.
It is. Yeah,
we love it. We love it. So if somebody wants to get in, though, I always say the same thing. Like, man, if you're wanting to book that trip, get your dates in before the show. I know you guys have PCS show, and like that's where so many things just get gobbled up, and we're not far from that time. So yes. Stoked that there's spots available, but man, don't wait on that. It's such a special spot, and it's so popular for a reason.
Well, wait and miss out. How about that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the thing is like, you know, there's spots open on trips where I have three or six or four, and if you're a group like that, you better get in before the shows, because that's when they're going to be picked up and
start to fill in.
Start now.
Yeah.
Start now.
No doubt. Well, as you can hear, we've got such a great show. I mean, so much to cover, Corey. I know how special that place is, fishing-wise. There's going to be so much cool stuff to coverage with the baits, and you and Jeff trying to finally get Jeff to catch one on a slug. Like, I know we've got
I'm just kidding.
I know we got a lot to cover. It's going to be a super fun show.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Rick. Talking calicos, talking just the beauty of Cedros and all the yellowtail fishing and having a good time. And we want you to join us. As a matter of fact, the lines are completely full, Rick, but we'll give them the telephone number. It's 213-432-1090 when somebody drops off there, or definitely text us via the app. You could only through the app text us. You can see it right there when you go on the app. It says text the show, and we're giving away a really cool prize at the end of the show, Rick. A full day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Right? I mean, a really cool deal there. So either text us via the app. We're going to flip a coin between that and the callers at 213-432-1090. We're going to give Rosie the honors of doing so at the end of the show, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be right back talking Cedros with Rosie and Jeff when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app to Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it. Like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hard top model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You got to see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on tackle, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this spring and summer. We will be discounting all the big names. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge preseason sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at the landing.
Hi, I'm Wendy Tochihara from Iserline. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows in Del Mar and Long Beach. Check out our new products, enter our knot tying contest, and ask questions of our Iserline fishing coaches at the Bart Hall Shows. See you there.
Man, I heard the ad there for the Bart Hall Shows coming up.
Yeah, crazy, yeah, man. Right? It's right around the corner, yeah. and we're excited, man. Lots of good stuff coming, and that's always been the kind of unofficial kickoff to the fishing season, and I'm glad that he moved it forward, because we need to, because this fishing season gets going earlier and earlier, and boy, it sure feels like that same thing's going to get down, like weather the way that it is, things shaping up, wind finally backing off, and I just, you just know one of those Baja Colonnette trips that you hear the Tribute running or the Pegasus running or all those guys going down, like you just know one of those is going to be like, hey, well, we went down there for cod fishing and we found a big breezer bluefins and, hey, we caught 15 of them.
Right.
Like, you just know that's right around the corner.
Like any one of these days.
Yeah. No doubt, man.
Weather's beautiful and it's just the rain's kind of set aside and days are getting longer. I love it. Talking Cedros and good times.
I'm in it, man. I'm in it. Well, hey, we're having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to join us, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Like Corey said, absolutely every phone line is packed up, but plenty of shots to get through there. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Ed? Ed, call from Alpine. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, how you doing?
Good morning.
Morning. How's everything going? You guys are good?
Everyone's good.
Hey, talking Cedros, I couldn't get any better, Ed. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's great. How you doing, Rosie, Jeff?
Doing great.
Fantastic, thanks.
Still good.
Good. Good. Yeah, it's a great fish show. Great venue. Great organization.
Yeah, no doubt, Ed. It's a special spot. Did you have a question?
Oh, no, I was just wondering about the second lodge.
Yeah.
You're running it June and...
As far as the second lodge,
Give us the full details, Rosie.
So for the second lodge, what we're doing is trying just to mimic exactly what we've done at the first lodge. The first lodge has run so smooth and successful, and everyone likes it, so that's what we're trying to do up at the second lodge. But this year, instead of starting at the end of June, we'll be starting at the beginning of June. It's like Ricky said, that's one of his favorite times to go.
Totally.
You'll definitely get some big yellowtail in June down at Cedros. So we do still have some spots beginning of June for the second lodge. But I know they will be going fast because we're talking about it. And we will be going at least into October, maybe even to the middle of October, depending on, what people are needing and wanting. So.
Same style setup as far as food and times and everything else? I mean...
So basically what we've done is, I want to say we divided our crew up, but we have... The gals in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Everyone loves what they were doing. So basically, we now have a crew at each one with an experienced Cedros cook at
each one.
A new sous chef at each one. So that everything that we had at Lodge.
Yeah, so your main two chefs at one have now divided. You've brought two more in assistants, and one went to one, and one stays at two.
And then Floor overlooks it all.
Okay,
she overlooks
perfect.
The kitchens and makes sure that each kitchen is going well.
Yeah, right.
And that the lunches are being made for each lodge. So, yeah, same bat time, same bat channel at both places.
I know that it will come up, but we just got to talk about it now. Talk about the food that you guys do.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good. It's such a, it really adds to the trip, and it's very special, and it's very real.
It's family style.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's total. It's what our gals would cook for their families is what they are making for you guys. So, first thing starts in the morning, you got to have your coffee. So you sit down and have your coffee, and the girls start making, breakfast for you. Your lunches will go on the pongas with you, whether they're deli sandwiches or the machaca flautas that go with you. And then every night's dinner is going to be something different. The first night is always we welcome you with a huge carne asada dinner. Very traditional, you know,
so
steak
good.
Dinner. Very good.
Everybody freaks out over that first dinner.
They really do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, we're here. This is real.
Exactly. And then, you know, as the week goes on, whether you're having, you know, fish tacos or they make the pouches that have the fish and all the chilies and onions in it. Last night is always a ribeye steak. But something we did last year, since we were having another lodge and we wanted to expand our, you know, repertoire of, mm-hmm. of meals, is we brought in one of our favorite cooks, and I will say he was from La Bocana, David, and he met with the girls and said, what do you guys want to do? What do you want to, you know, learn and add to the menu?
Yeah.
And so the girls did that. And it's amazing, like the empanadas now that you will have for your appetizers.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
And some different things that he brought in that the girls were just so excited about, and that they have added those items now to the menu.
That sounds awesome.
So, I mean, Jeff, I don't know you had the empanadas, didn't you?
I've had everything. I'm the sampler. I mean, everything from the empanadas, how they now do they do some sushi some nights with sashimi.
Yeah.
Cool.
They do the quesadillas and fresh made guacamole.
Wow.
I mean, it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
Oh, man. With the island made tortillas. Oh, are you kidding me?
I'll tell you
I just had one yesterday.
I'll tell you the one that gets me, that I would have never thought that the thing that I would rave the most about was having soup down there. You know what
oh
I mean?
God.
Like, whether it's the pozole
or the albóndiga.
So good.
And you know what? We have so many people that ask for the recipe.
I'll bet.
So I tell the girls, you know, Flor, get me the recipe. And the pozole, I mean, even like Grant Christensen still raves about the pozole
down
there. Everybody does.
The best.
It's the best. And then the meatball soup, I don't think people realize that albóndiga soup is made with yellowtail or mahi-mahi is the meatballs.
That's
You're
so
kidding
cool.
me.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Oh, so good.
It's amazing. So
yeah.
It's just that homey family sitting around the table enjoying that soup is just unbelievable.
It's right.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, I know. I'm in. Count me in, Gory.
Please.
Let's jump back into the phones.
All right. How about Dave? Dave Cohn from ANZA. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on the Let's Talk Cookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And Rosie, Jeff, just hearing you two gets me so fired up thinking about the great trips I've had down there with you. And anybody listening, I want to tell you, it's more than a fishing trip. It's a Baja adventure. I really enjoyed that plane ride down there. You know, just seeing that Baja coast unfolding in front of you and then that big island popping up, that's part of the thrill. So my question for you two is I've always wondered about your operation. You know, you're on this remote island down in Mexico, and there's really no big supply stores down there or anything. What are some of the logistics that you have to go through to keep yourself so well supplied and running as efficient as what you do? What are some of the things you have to do to keep yourself up and running like that?
You know, that is really a great question, because a lot of stuff that we do is so behind the scenes that people have no clue, quite honestly, what we go through to get stuff down there. The beginning of the season comes up, and we send down truckloads of items, whether it's the soap and the shampoo, new sheets and bedding, towels. Everything has got to be trucked down to Guerrero Negro.
Okay.
It gets on one of the salt barges, and it heads on over to Cedros, whether it's cases of water and Gatorade.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And then we do have our own little, like, storeroom there that, I don't know, it's probably like a 2 or 3 car garage that is just stacked full of stuff.
Supplies
for the season.
And it's not cheap. I mean, look at the island.
It's not cheap.
But you look at the island, there's no produce growing.
Right.
There's no cattle. It's
right.
It's all got to come in.
Everything. It all does.
Everything has to come in. The only thing we get on the island, quite honestly, are the tortillas. So, but all that carne asada comes in from Ensenada. There's a farm down there that everything is grass-fed. So when you're having your ribeye steaks, you're having a grass-fed piece of steak.
There's just something. You know what? Like, I just got back from El Salto with Cassman, mm-hmm. and there is just something that is different about Mexican beef,
yes.
man.
So
it is. It,
well,
it's,
and honestly, everything down there, it's organic.
Yeah, it's real.
It's real. Yeah, none of this hormone stuff is in there. So everything that you are eating down there, you know, from the beef to the chicken to the fish, to, you know, whatever else you're catching down there, fish-wise or octopus or shrimp or lobster
wow.
or abalone.
Yeah.
It's all organic and fresh, okay? But everything else from the teepee to the paper towels, like I said, Gatorades, water, everything has to be trucked in there. Sometimes during the season, we do fly a lot of our stuff then in the produce from Ensenada.
Mm-hmm.
We have a gentleman down in Ensenada that works for us that will put stuff on the ASG aircrafts going down there. And the logistics are astounding when you look back and you look at weekly what is going down there. And so you need to really, like, appreciate how things get to that. I
yeah,
do.
Cool,
I was
yeah.
like, man,
or,
how we pull this off sometimes
or just
is mind-boggling.
Just as a passenger, think about what you're eating and consuming and enjoying, right?
Yeah,
and,
totally.
All the way down to the Pacifico and,
yeah.
and just think about how it got there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty
and,
cool.
And then there's sometimes that I pull stuff off. I don't know how I do it. I last year I had a group of guys in the beginning of June, and it was a charter that they took down their customers. Well, they took down 6 bottles of wine. Well, that lasted them the first night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Literally. Unprepared.
But you know what? They're trying to be mindful about how much you can take on the plane.
Sure.
And so they call me and they're like, we're out of wine. I'm like, okay. So it's like, get us wine. It's like, I'll get you wine. And it happened to be a Tuesday, and I said, I'll have wine for you tomorrow. So, of course, I call my guy in Ensenada and say, get me a case and a half of wine on the airplane tomorrow. So by dinner tomorrow night, these
That's
guys
so
have
rad.
Wine.
And it happened.
And they had good wine.
Guadalupe Valley.
Guadalupe Valley wine. There you go.
Good times.
No doubt. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. We got Castman standing by, Corey.
Yeah, we do. And it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings, solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. And if you're looking for quality swivels, well, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too. And it's a wide assortment of sizes and types. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And we got the Cass man on hold. Good morning, Cass.
Hey, good morning, Corey.
Good morning,
what's
there.
Up, Cass?
Hey, man. Bear with me. I've got a little tickle in my throat, so I don't know how long I'm going to last here.
Hey,
but
it always happens when you get on the radio.
All good, no worries. I failed to mention, but we had so much fun. Corey and I talked before the show. Sounds like you guys had an awesome trip down to El Salto.
You know, Ricky, it was okay. I mean, you know, 40. You know, for the low counts, 40 to 60 bass a day.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. On the low side.
Only, yeah, on the low side. And then, of course, the top boats, like the gentleman sitting there next to you, Corey. I mean, those guys, some boats were over 100 fish per day. Yeah, it was
unbelievable.
Incredible. Great group of guys. We had 18 on the trip. And like I said, we had some really good fishing. Nothing really giant on this particular trip. I think the biggest we had was almost 9 pounds. I think it was 814 or something like that. But you know, the quality of the grade of the fish, and I noticed that the first day, a lot of those fish were between 3 and 5, up to 6 pounds.
What a solid average. That's crazy.
It was really a good grade of bass, and they looked just so doggone healthy. And, of course, just the food there at the lodge is, I mean, what they do there, it's But, no, that how about that big steak the last night there, Corey?
I know, and that's what we were just talking about. The Mexican beef is just so incredible, and even what Rosie serves down at the island, you know, it's just top shelf for sure. And Cass, you put together such a good group.
I encourage anybody,
not only this El Salto trip, but any trip that you have going, Cass, that just a group of guys. There's no stinkers in the group, man.
That's cool.
It's just a really good group of people, from Bernie and Rancho Bernardo to Terry and Big Bear, and just all the guys that you bring down, Cass, are all solid dudes, man.
Yeah, they're a good group, and like I say, just about all our groups, we have a great bunch of guys. The guys that don't quite get along get weeded out eventually.
But anyway,
the dates for El Salto will be the same for next year. It's going to
awesome.
Be January 26th to 30th. And as far as fishing goes, Loretto, look for a banner yellowtail trip, yellowtail fishing, because the fish are in there. If they can get out right now at this time of year with that north wind blowing, they're nailing some nice quality yellowtail. You know, and that north wind will blow all the way down the Sea of Cortez, past La Paz, past East Cape, and so it's hard to get up in there. But like the San Jose del Cabo boats, they're getting out there early before that wind picks up. And I got reports some 50, 60-pound yellowfin out there toward the Iman and Vinorama area and the sardinas. They're getting sardinas back again, so and that's making an excellent bait for them. But once those north winds start to subside in March, look out. Loretto, that whole area will light up, especially for the yellowtail. And the other thing surprising, Ricky, is the Dorado are still hanging. They're still banging them down in San Jose del Cabo. It's really been a banner Dorado year here.
I was just going to say, what a year for Dorado it has been. I mean, Cass, there hasn't been a Cassman Baja report where we haven't talked about phenomenal Dorado fishing up and down the Baja and mainland. It's just been a great year. It's so good to see that fish back in such great numbers.
Yes, definitely. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Give us a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com. And we're going to hit it hard this coming year.
I got to peel some more info out of this Salto trip. I need to know big fish. I need to know how we caught them. Like, I'm not satisfied yet. I need a little more.
You need some more info?
Yeah, I need it, buddy.
Cass, I have a question for you. You're talking about upcoming trips for the year. I heard a rumor. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention it or not, but Christmas Island?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've had Christmas Island on hold for about 3 years now since COVID.
Yeah,
you know,
since COVID.
Down there. And I've got a group of guys already that are paid in full, ready to go, and we're looking at right now the latest report is – opening April 1st for tourists to come back to the atoll, and I can't wait. It's
gorgeous
part of the world. I'll tell you, this contrast, and it's an incredible trip. And I'm just hoping that we do finally get back. We're scheduled for I think June 13 to 20 for that trip, and I hope it goes because it's a fabulous fishery.
It's so remote and so far away, and so it's so cool. Can you imagine what those flats are going to be like after a multi-year break? Yeah, that's going to be incredible, Cass.
Yeah, well, the GTs, and then you got the bonefish, and then of course offshore. When we say offshore, we're talking 200 yards off the atoll. You're getting yellowfin tuna. You're getting wahoo. You got those big giant GTs. You've got billfish if you want them.
We trolled up a wahoo there that was so close it would absolutely blow your mind. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't far enough off the island to make bait, and we were trolling marauder style plugs and had a wahoo. I mean, like 100 yards off of the shore. It just drops off. It's an atoll. You know, it drops off into the abyss, and it's that's not even why people go there. You know what I mean? Like, it is. It's a really cool spot.
And I roomed and fished with Dan on the El Salto trip, and Dan was telling me about the stories of going with you, Cass, and showing me the picture of I think it was a 75 or 77 pound jack that he got in the shallows on the fly,
cool.
Like. Just incredible.
Yeah, that would have been a giant trevally. Those are in the lagoon and then outside the lagoon. And actually, Steve Pinard, who's been on our trips before, he's holding the Cass Tours record there at about 95, 96 pound giant trevally.
On a wax wing, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, casting a wax wing and like almost 100-pound GT. It's just such a cool place. And, you know, you're on those flats that are like super picturesque postcard-looking things, and those flats are full of bonefish. And sometimes those GTs will fire up onto the flat where truly half of their body is out of the water. Like, the top half is out of the water, and they come burning onto the flat to try and pick off some of those bonefish and then sneak their way back off again. It's a really cool spot.
Cass, I probably should have mentioned anything because I probably won't have a spot, man.
Anyway, hey, real quick, Corey was gracious enough to give everybody some MC swim baits, you know, for that particular trip to the lake. And let me tell you, those things work. And the big fish didn't come on. The big fish did not come on his lure, so I'm not going to give him kudos on that. All right, we gave it was a crankbait Caribbean shad.
Okay, got it. And what did the big fish weigh the trip? You said just shy of 9.
Just shy of 9, I think. Oof. 1 or 2 ounces.
Man. Awesome, awesome, Cass. Well, sounded like an amazing trip. Salto is such a great spot, and glad to hear that already booked again for next year. If somebody wants to do that one, Christmas Island, Baja or mainland, any great place that Cass Tours go, how do we find you?
800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Oh, that's Cass, man. Good stuff, Cass, man. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking more Cedros with Rosie and Jeff. When we return on Let's Talk Cook-Up after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Since 1946, the Hall Family Shows have celebrated the passion of outdoor recreation. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds February 16th through 19th will be San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, kayaks, international fishing and hunting lodges, trucks, vehicles, RVs, travel trailers, off-road products, and hundreds of seminars. The Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will provide a full day of family fun. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Convict Lake Resort's Great American Duck Races, the Okua Bass Tank, Accurate Fishing's Main Seminar Stage, Iowa Saltwater Stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Mammoth Lake Seminars, Costa Sunglass Prizes, Kids Casting Contests, Laser Shot, and more. Celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows February 16th to the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at Hall Show. That's hallshows.com. It's a whale of a show.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And then how do you even bring up the conversation about Shimano gear and Cedro sport fishing and not talk about Tranks? Man, like, was there ever a reel that was just designed for the fishing at that island? I mean, all of them, from, you know, from the Corey forcing me to use way too small of a tackle, 200s and 300s catching big yellowtail, the size that I like, the 400s for big weedless fishing and 500s for surface iron yellowtail, and then, you know, then I feel like a wuss because Corey's talking about catching 30-pound yellows on a Tranks 300. Like, I mean, a reel that was just, I mean, it's just perfect for that style of fishing, Corey.
Oh, man, the gearing and that anti-reverse, and it's just so solid. There's the drags in them are amazing.
It's crazy.
Hey, pick yourself up a 150, the brand new 150 Tranks.
Come on.
I bought one. I went down to El Salto or Picachos. I came back. I got another one for my El Salto trip. I hold two of them now. You will not be disappointed. Awesome price point, too.
Well, I'm waiting to hear you catching at least a 20-pound yellow on one of those things,
right?
Now. Like, that's Corey style. Check them out. It's the Tranks Reel at your local Shimano dealer, or you can always check out more at Shimano.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do your yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Talking Cedros. Man, we talking Tranks the whole break here.
Yeah. Everybody was telling Tranks stories. And, you know, Corey, again, making me feel bad, talking about giant fish on reels half the size that I like to use. You know, I love that Tranks 500 surface iron fishing. It is like my favorite. You know, you hook a big fish on it, still got the gears and guts for it, and then Corey's talking about literally 30 pounders on a Tranks 300.
Like, Rick, you would be proud of me. I picked up a 500 last
year
for the bluefin.
All right. All right.
Way to go, Corey. Right? You're stepping out there.
Oh, I put on my big boy pants. Yeah.
What a great spot, man. Having so much fun talking Cedro sport fishing. All the great fishing that's happening down there. I just love it. Again, phones have been absolutely packed solid. Text the same way. I wanted to read a text that came through. This one was for Rosie and Jeff. Says, Rosie, in October, most of the San Diego long range fleet heads just south of Cedros Island. It's such a great time of year to be down there. Could you guys talk a little bit more about fishing at Cedros and also Bonitos in October and the rest of the fall months? After all, it's only a 2-hour plane ride to get there. I fished in early November and it was unbelievable. That's all from Ed and Ventura.
Oh, man. Don't miss them. Bonitos, come on.
And I know that, Ed. Right? Okay, Ed. Well, you know, it's so funny. Like I said, when I first started this, we never even really went into October. And October and November has just been those prime months lately. And I one of the reasons why is not only is the weather fabulous, but there tends to be more variety of fish than coming through.
Okay.
So between Cedros and Bonitos is kind of like that little, I call it the Wahoo stream. It's like that time of the year, the wahoo are there. Tuna will come through there. Not the 100-pound tuna, but, you know, the little 25-pound tuna, which is still just wonderful. Dorado you're going to find on the patties. And like I said, we get a lot of people that want to go fish what they call the Jurassic Park beneath us over there for yellowtail and sheephead and that type of stuff. And on the way over, they're catching wahoo, dorado, and tuna. And, you know, for the most part, when you're going to Bonitos, you're going up the lee of the island and then heading on over. And it makes for a nicer trip going up that way and heading over. So this is like 17 miles, Bonitos, from Cedros.
It's such a cool spot to fish. It just adds to the extra adventure. And I always say every year that I'm going to go, I think we've done it once or twice. You know what I mean? Like the fishing is just...
It's so good at Cedros, why take the time to go to Bonitos?
That's exactly it. Yeah, right. Like we would always, you know, look at our weather day. It's okay, well, Wednesday is going to be the nicest weather. That's the day we're going to go across. Right. And all of a sudden, Mondays and Tuesday's fishing was so good. It's like, man, what? Yes, it's a cool adventure. Yes, it's a cool place to go. But why are we going to drive away from the best yellowtail surface iron fishing we've ever had and then spectacular calico fishing to go do more of the same thing? Like, let's just stay here and keep doing it. Like, it's sometimes hard for me to convince myself to go because it has been good at where you have it.
You ever just gone up the lee and just fished all the way down, back down, you know, the other side, just drift down fishing the whole way? It's like, hey, if you can do that and keep on catching. And, you know, a lot of times, I mean, we've caught some big yellowtail in that kelp down San Augustine down there. It's like, why drive an hour?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's actually more than an hour. It's
hour and a half.
More solid than that each way, right? So you're kind of losing your fishing time too.
That's right.
And the price of fuel doesn't
No.
And there is a fuel surcharge if you want to go to Bonito.
Yeah.
I think it's 100.
But again, whatever. It's $100. It's 150. Yeah. Whatever it is. I mean, I'm not poo-pooing the idea. I mean, it's an awesome trip and it's a spectacular adventure. It's hard because it's so good where you have it. I mean, I have been, and I've loved the times over there, but it's just hard to convince you. It's always like in my planning, I'm always thinking, oh, I'm going there for sure. We're going to get big ones. And then when all of a sudden it's in front of you, it's like, man, I'm not going to commit all my time. It's too good here.
Yeah, why leave what you're catching to go
You know what's really funny is this is the 30-pound yellowtail, the 40-pounders that are on the south end of the island and over by Augustine or up to Lee, pull the same as they do over at Why put yourself through that trip, you know?
Right.
If you're going to make a trip, and I think it's worth it, is the experience to go over to Chester's Rock.
Oh, okay. Chester's, yeah.
And it's close. It's an easy boat ride. It's fun, you know, and it's you get to see the boat on top of the rock.
And you see the boat on the rock.
Right. That's cool.
The old Saner up on the... Yeah. Yeah.
If the, of all the locations that one can get to, Corey, I know you love that weedless fishing so much. Is there one locale that you have as a favorite? Is it the trip over to Benitos? Is it Chester's? Is it the weather side of Cedros? Where, of all the, you know, all the spots that are within range of Cedros sport fishing, where's been, like, your best fishing for big ones on the weedless?
Well, definitely what Jeff just mentioned. Chester's is one of the most beautiful places, whether it was on the Q105 and all the way to Cedros, or Benitos is one of those places that rivals in my mind like Sac Reef. Like Sac Reef is one of those places that just, if you're a calico dude, it's in the back of your head, you know, and Benitos is one of those. St. Augustine, the north end of Cedros, wherever there's kelp, and I've seen beautiful kelp, and there hasn't been the last 8 years at the south end of Cedros, actually, but that's soon coming.
The kelp actually came back 2 years ago, and when we were down there last time, we had a little bit of a current, so it was pushed
down. So it's all pushed down. Yeah.
It's pushed down, but going up the lee side to the north, up past the lighthouse, the fish camp that's up there, it was beautiful.
Laid
on the surface. It was... And we were joking a little bit about the fishing the slug.
You
guys will be proud. I did catch
one. Yeah.
It was the greatest day. And the first one I caught, I got it up on the boat. First thing I thought was the boys would be
proud. Yeah, you did right. That's awesome.
Hey, get one on a slug, it's just like it's worth 10 points, right?
Totally.
I think I was doing the hula with my arms over my head.
That's cool,
doing
Jeff.
I love it, man. Yeah, it's definitely good stuff. Hey, man, all this good stuff. We're going to be right back. You are listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Boys with Cedros Sport Fishing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The sport shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. Rock God Rick here to remind you that West Coast Marine and Parker Boats will be at the PCS show as well as the Bart Hall Long Beach show this year, showing off some of their most popular models of Parker Boats and Yamaha outboards. Kevin Kelly is certainly responsible for putting hundreds of anglers in their Parker at the show and at their coast location of West Coast Marine. Carrying on the tradition that our friend Kevin Kelly did so well is his nephew Nick Kelly at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Kevin was a fixture at the shows for many years and he'll be missed by all, but you can be assured that Nick will do everything possible to carry out Kevin's tradition of taking care of his customers and getting them in the right boat outfitted the way you want. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered Parker boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the PCS show and the Bart Hall Long Beach show, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and share your memories of Kevin with Nick. Check westcoastmarine.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. We engineer the future for everyone. Ford F-150, available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on tackle, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this spring and summer. We will be discounting all the big names. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge preseason sale, Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. 12th. We'll see you at the landing. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location, near Route 5 and 805 Freeway means. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baytech, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackicat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Hi, it's John Ireland from Rancho Land Air Resorts. Come join us at the Bart Hall shows this coming February at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March at the Long Beach Convention Center. It's going to be a great time. Look forward to seeing you there.